delighted to get it. It was such a tough weekend. From the word go, May Manus was just a battle on, and there was no let up. You know, it was hit for tat the whole way. And the weather conditions, you know, there was, you know, there was rain, it was dry 1 minute, you know, so there was everything. And we're here in the end now, and the car's in one piece, which is the main thing, and I'm delighted. And just a wee, you know, Manus was unfortunate at the end, but with two of us were going flat out on the last stage, there was nothing in it, and it could have been him or me, and it fortunately just had it was him that didn't get through it.
Like, getting into the final stage with only a 1.7 seconds separating you is phenomenal stuff.
Yeah, no, it was all or nothing. I was win it or bin it. That's the way it was. We just drove as hard as we could go on it, and I don't think there was much left now. At the start, I thought it was going to rain. I showered a wee bit into it, a heavy rain on it, but it dried up, and we just maximum attack the whole way through it.
This car won last year as well, so this car's lucky in Donegal.
Yeah, no, this car won it last year. To look at it, you wouldn't think it's the same car now, but it won it last year. You know, good car, very little trouble. One wee mishap all weekend, and that was it. Other than that, trouble-free.
Frank, second in the National. That's a terrific result for you, given the three competitive days that we had in the National.
Well, it's really first loser, but I'm more than happy. Great to get here after 3 days. Not many people would have betted me making 3 days in Donegal. It was great to see Gary. Gary had a fantastic run, and he deserved to win. And really unfortunate for Manus, I'd have been more than happy with third.
You put up some fantastic times, because I think you were quickest on a few as well, were you?
Aye, with two or three quickest times. Eventually got the hang of what we were doing here. Started off very slowly, and I had my engine remapped, and then I realised the power was in a different place than it now, and it took me sort of a day and a half to work that out, but that's because I'm short and thick.
And you'll be back next year to have another crack at it. Can you go one better?
It's not impossible. Not impossible. Well, rattle the piggy bank for a year and see what we can do.
Damien, third overall in the National. If somebody told you on Thursday evening that would be how things would end up, I'm sure you would have took it.
Definitely would, Oisin. I can't get over it. I was shedding at the end of the stage, and I was delighted only to find out we got third. But I mean, I just can't believe it. I've been 2 years out of the car to come back and here in third place. I mean, okay, I know it's Judy Manus. I mean, but the way I look at it, at least there's definitely a Dan Swally man on the ramp. So it's hard to beat.
There certainly is. Was this the hardest you've ever driven?
It's the toughest conditions I think I've ever done this event. And I know we had it way back years and years back. It was pretty wet too. But I mean, these things now, like, there's just so much power in them. And to try and drive them in conditions is not easy. That's why the boys up front, I mean, the pace around was unbelievable. The traction they were getting, I just don't know they were getting it, to be honest with you.
Well, you were mixing it with them at a time.
I was mixing with them yesterday and mixed with them today a bit, you know, but at the same time I just couldn't keep it on a level keel with them, you know. But I suppose maybe lack of car time and confidence was the one as well, you know. And to be out, if you're in the dry from Friday right through, it might have been a wee bit of a help, like, but hey, I'm happy.